for all of them. Now, this morning, we're still going to have a Bible memory verse. You think that it's because Chinese New Year don't have, right? Oh, we are going to have, but we're going to do it differently. Okay, we're going to get all the morning class people to help to learn this. They get the ang paos from all the people. Okay, you can open it. Can you open it? Are you ready? What do you see inside it? There's what? Which one of you just let me know what you get?
A Bible memory verse and two chocolate coins.
Two chocolate gold coins. What do you think that means? Bible memory verse. Come on, what do you think that means? Turn it around and see what it says. Today's Bible verse is Psalm 111, right? What's the other side? Asia, what's the other side? Can you read? Yeah. Yeah, use it.
The works of the Lord are great, studied by all who have pleasure in them.
Okay, what about the other side?
The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of coins of gold and silver.
There we go, you only got two coins. Even if you have thousands of coins, the word of God is still better. What do the adults get? Page 10. That's all you have. It's okay? Page 10, and that's all you have, I'm afraid. But it's still good. All right, let's try and see whether we can memorize that verse together. All the kids, here we go. All right, kids, if we don't memorize it, we take back the gold coins. Okay, ready? I want to hear you guys memorizing it. Are we ready? This side. Can you read? Okay, can you read? Read. Psalm 111 and verse 2. Here we go. That's why you come to Sunday school, right? Okay, this side. Here we go. This side. Psalm 111 verse 2. Here we go. All right, let's see whether all the rest on page 10 do better. Here we go. The works
of the Lord are great, studied.
And it's true. You know, we study the Lord's Word and we've been studying the works of God. And they can be very, very meaningful things if we know how to appreciate the Word of God. Okay, everybody, one last time together. The works of the Lord are great. And guess what we're going to do right now? Study the works of God. Okay? If you have a bulletin here with you, you will take a look and it says Psalm 105. Well, let's turn to Psalm 105. This message is going to be a little bit different because you're going to figure out the message as I go and take this text with you. Are you ready? All the kids, all the teachers there, Psalm 105. You got it? You got a Bible with you? If you don't have a Bible with you, share with somebody. You've got to take a look at the Bible. Okay, some of the Bibles are very small in writing. So you really need to have children's eyes or magnifying glass. How many of you got Psalm 105 already? All right, hands up. 105, you got it. How about the adults? If you have 105, you think you are being left out? No, you're not. Because I'm going to ask you questions and you can answer them. If you get it right, you may get an empty ang pao packet. Maybe. Okay? Are you get ready? Remember, today is no lunch, so we can take plenty of time to study this text. Okay, is that an agreement or is that a groan? Alright. Now, I want you to take a Psalm 105, and then this morning, the whole month, two months, January and February, we've been talking about the works of God. Now, in Psalm 105, there were two people who were mentioned, especially sent by God to do some special works. Who are these two people? Find a verse, stand up, and then read the verse. Don't ask your teachers, where? Down in the heart, that's where. The joy is there. That's it. But the answer must be from the scriptures. All right, fine. Yes. Give me the Bible verse. Yes, give me the Bible verse. Okay, use the mic. Where does it say exactly the word sent?
Verse 26. Moses and Aaron.
Read it loudly, dear.
Read the verse.
Yeah.
He sent Moses, his servant, and Aaron, whom he had
chosen. Okay, good. They got a pair of them there. Now, the key person, of course, was Moses. Who is the other key person? To give you a clue, above this verse. Don't look below, otherwise you were searching high and low until tonight. Okay? The one...
Verse 17. He sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave.
Very good. Excellent. So we've got the first point done. You know, one of the works of God is actually when He sends His people to do His work. And I think that is really, really, really wonderful. This coming week, I will be going to Myanmar. And we have 27 people who are graduating from Bible school. And they are going to be sent out to become missionaries and pastors and teachers. And it just helps us to understand the whole meaning of the word called sent. And it is part of God's work. Okay. Well, let's take a look at what exactly did Joseph do. Now, the answer is not there. I will give you the text. Then you read the text. Genesis chapter 50. Can you find the book in Genesis? Okay, it is just before chapter 51. All right, so if you cannot find chapter 51... You can find chapter 50, you're doing well. Okay, in chapter 50, we have two verses there, verses 20 and 21. Why did God send Joseph to Egypt? Now, you tell me. You got it? Now, you got to find, that's right. Genesis first. Find the book of Genesis. See the Bible itself. You see, we study by all those who have pleasure in them. We study. All right, we go. Here. Anybody? This side. Girls? Let's see which one is better, girls or boys. Boys, please don't let us know. What did Joseph think God sent him to do? Two things. What? Read. Look, the answer is not in my face. No point looking at my face here. Look at... Alright, adults, if you want to join in, I give free red packet. I have quite a few red packets, all empty inside. Have you got it? Verses 20 and 21. First, find the two verses. Can you find it? Alright. Did you find it? Yes. Did you find chapter 51? Check and see. Oh, that's right. No chapter 51. So we are in chapter 50. Did you find what Joseph said he was going to do? Tell me. Oh, yes. There we go, Hannah. What did Joseph say? Two things.
Joseph said, "Do not be afraid, for I am..."
Loudly. All the older ones, you know, sometimes we grow older, cannot hear properly.
"But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring it about as it is this day, to serve many people alive."
Okay, there are two things God sent Joseph to do. One, he said, to save many people alive. Isn't that a wonderful thing to be able to send to do? Send to help people. Secondly, send to provide for the family. Guys, are you paying attention? Okay? Alright, so we have got two reasons here given by Joseph. And he said that he was going to save lives and he's going to provide for his family. What about Moses? Now, for this, we must take a look at Psalm 105, 27 to 36. List the number of miracles that Moses performed. List. Psalm 105. Oh, I've just stated to you, you've got to listen very carefully. 105, 27 to 36, thereabouts. Have you got it? Alright, boys, name the first one. How many did he miracles did he perform? And which is the first one? Here we go. See? I already told you all the verses. Now it's your turn to search for the meaning and search for the verses. See, we don't know the scriptures. I give you the first one. Ang pang for me. 105 verse 28. Okay, 105 verse 28. He sent darkness. Made it dark. You know what darkness is, don't you? Okay, let's see what darkness is. Uncle Pinghui, you just switch off the light, there's zero. Darkness, yeah, let's see darkness. He sent darkness. Oh boy. Yeah, there we go. Now we go to number one again. Let there be light. Yeah. Wow, you know what? There was this big switch that God had Moses press off. And the whole of the land of Egypt, darkness. Wow, that was something else. Here we, next one. Don't try this. You won't be able to do it anyway. What's the next one? Yes, Christopher.
He changed the water into blood.
Yes, can you do it?
No.
Oh, of course not. Yeah, your mommy and daddy knows a lot about blood, but they cannot turn. They cannot turn the water into blood. Alright, number two. Girls, are you all on the same page now? Are you reading or not? Alright, tell me. What's the third one? Third one. Girls. Give a girl a chance. So if I say girls, then you raise your hand, then you become a girl. No good. Let the girls be girls. Alright, here we go. What? Girls!
He made frogs everywhere.
Wow, he made frogs. Paper frogs or real ones?
Real ones.
Alright, thank you. Next one. Or anybody, boys, girls, anybody. Yes. What?
He spoke and there came swarms of flies.
Yes.
And lice in all.
How much is a swarm of flies? One.
A swarm.
Two. How many? How much would be a swarm of flies?
Many.
Many. How would you describe many?
A lot.
Uh-huh. When you have a plate of chicken rice, what color is that? Chicken rice?
White.
And you take a look, and it's all black. You come to it, and the flies go off. You have a small swarm. I can tell you, you will not eat the chicken rice ever again. All right, next one. Girls, anybody? After the flies, what do you have? Okay? Yes. Amanda, huh? Lice. Does it mean they told lice? What is lice?
Something like look.
What? Lice are
bugs.
What?
Like
bugs. They're little insects, right? And they crawl onto you. Oh, and they lay their eggs in the hair. And then the hair starts, whoa, alive. This is called hair alive. And you, it's a horrible time. Next one. Next one. What is that? The Romans used to say this. When they greet each other, they always say this. What is that? Yes.
Hail.
Hail, correct. You are a Roman. Hail, yes. Next one. What's the next one? No lunch, huh? Right? What's the next one? Go on.
Fire.
Hail. 34, 35.
Fire.
Okay, hail is hail and fire go together. Okay? Hail, because a hail, when it hits something really, really hard, fire goes with it. So hail and fire go together. Next one. After the hail, this one is the world champion jumping. World champion jumper, yes. Yes. What? Yes, go ahead. What?
Locust.
Locust. Little grasshopper. Ah, right? Okay. Then the last one over here. Last one. What's that? Verse 36. What? Yes. Jerome, my good friend.
Describe on the firstborn.
Yes. Who's the firstborn in your family? Who's firstborn?
My tete.
Your tete. What's the tete's name?
Olivia.
Okay. Firstborn. All right. And you are what born?
Last one.
Yeah. Last born. Very good. I am the last. You are the last born. Very good. Okay. Here is a biggie. You total all together. How many plagues counted? Count how many? Count all together. How many? Count. How many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10, 20, 30. How many? Yes. No. You didn't count. You didn't count. I asked you to count. Name them. So, darkness, water, blood, frog, flies, lice, hail, and fire, locust, death. How many? You see, okay, I count one more time for you. You do not know. God sent Moses, okay, here, darkness, water, the blood, frogs. How many? How many? Boy say eight. How many you all say? We just said eight. You got nine. Tell me the ninth one. How many? Okay. Altogether, how many in the actual? Huh? I know eight. Now, Psalm 105 says eight, right? All right. But how many miracles performed altogether? How many? 100,000. No. No need. 100 over 1,000. There will be no Egyptians left today. All right. Here, all the problems they're having in Egypt is continuation, part two. All right. What is it? 10. All right. Now, here's the challenge. Which two are missing? You cannot find it in Psalm 105. You've got to find it in the book of Exodus. Okay. Turn to the book of Exodus now. Can you find the book of Exodus? Now, it is usually after the book of Genesis. Right? Is the Bible there? Same Bible we have now. Okay? Let's turn to it. Okay, what is missing? Okay, in beginning from chapter 7, what's missing? Boy, you get a big prize for this one. Yes. The what? Ah, very good. This is very, very, very good. Livestock and boil. I really feel this is really wonderful. I must give you an ang pao with a packet at least. Now, later on, okay? Upstairs got plenty of ang pao, but got no money inside. Okay, but here we go. There were two missing, and they were... You know what boils are, right? It was boil. Is it because you put the water in the boil? No. You get an ugly tong comes out like that. Boko here on the face. And it's very, very painful. Right? And then, of course, livestock, or we call pestilence. Now, tell me something. Why did God do all that? Okay? Now, this is a harder question. Why do you think He did all that? I'm going to give you some clues. 105 and verse 8 is the first clue. Why? It tells us a little bit about what God is like. 105 and verse 8. This tells us why God does what He does. Why would He do it? Okay? One reason, that's all. That's one reason. Can you find it? 105 and then verse 8. Psalm 105, not Exodus 105. If you're looking, where is Exodus 105? There is no Exodus 105. Psalm 105 and verse 8. Does the Bible have verse 8 or not?
He hates.
Yes or no? What does it say? Reason why God did what He did. Right? What does it mean? It tells us that when God gives us a Bible promise, He calls it a covenant, God will always remember. Okay? Now, Asia, did your mommy, daddy forget you this Chinese New Year or not?
No.
They didn't, right? They give you an ang pao now?
Yes.
They did. They did not forget.
They didn't.
They didn't. Well, you know what? Good thing they didn't. Otherwise, you'll be embarrassed to death. You know what? That's what God is like too. He remembers His word. He remembers what He has promised. And He will remember up to 1,000 generations. How much is 1,000 generations? You guess. What does 1,000 generations mean?
9,700.
Give me another phrase. Give me a word. 1,000 generations. What?
97 great-grandparents. Wait. All right, so
97 great-grandparents. All right, slowly. All right.
There are 97 graves before the grandparents. Okay.
Huh? You have 97 what?
The word grave. Not the grandparents. That's what.
What it means is what? What do you think it means? Yes. Yes, you can answer too. Just loudly. It means... How many people, how long is that? 1,000 generations. When God says 1,000 generations, what does He mean? I give you the word. It starts with the letter F. Correct! 1,000 generations is another way of saying forever and ever are... Yeah, very good. That's right. And yes. Huh? I know, but you see, that's what we mean, you see. 1,000 is not forever, but 1,000 generations. So how much is one generation? You see? So one generation, then another generation, then one, just like tomorrow. Tomorrow, once there was a man who went to work for a very, very horrible a farmer. So the farmer said, "You work very hard, okay? I will pay you tomorrow." So he worked very hard, fed the chickens, looked after the ducks, milked the cows, worked the whole day through, and then he said, "Can you pay me now?" And the farmer said, "You see the word there? Tomorrow." So tomorrow, he came with work again. This time, he went to cut the grass, he went to take the coconuts down. Whole day he worked, nearly fell down the tree, and then he sent to the farmer, "Could you pay me now? I worked 2 days." And the farmer said, "You see the sign there? What is it? Tomorrow!" After 1 week of tomorrow, what happens? 7 days without food makes 1 week. W-E-A-K. 7 days without food makes 1 week. So he gave it up. See, God's not like that. Oh, not a real story. I just read the story. Now, I'm just helping you to understand what. But when God says it is forever, God remembers forever. 1,000 days ago. How much is 1,000 days ago? Tell me, how much is 1,000 days ago? How much is 1,000 days? Mathematics. Divide by what? Yes. 1,000 divide by how many days to get one? How do you get 1,000 days? How many years?
About 3 years.
About 3 years. Very good. How do you divide? 1,000 divided by 365 is about 3 years, right? Imagine. Do you remember what happened 1,000 years ago? 1,000 days ago? Can you remember now? 3 years ago. Do you remember now? Can you remember now?
Not really.
Cannot remember. But God can remember 1,000 generations ago, He can remember. Is that good or not? Yes or not? That's why God is our BFF. Ha ha ha. That's right. He's the best. He is the best. He never forgets. 1,000 generations later, He will remember the little girl put the thing on the head. Yes. He remembers. He remembers what Asia said. "My daddy and mommy gave me ang pao." And the face of the parents was not so red. God remembers everything. Can you imagine that? Isn't that wonderful or not?
Yes,
yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Do you remember 1,000 years?
I cannot. I cannot. I will be the first. I cannot remember 1,000 generations. Of course not. I don't even remember my great-great-grandfather's name. I don't know either. You also don't know. But God knows. That's the most important thing. And God knows. And God has a special book. It's called Book of Life. And those who believe in Jesus, they put on their... Here we go. Asia Tan, believe in Jesus or not? Yeah, then you see, right now, Asia Tan, put on there God's Book of Life. Okay? Then your name, then God remember. Hey, I forgot. No, God no. Don't name under T, Tan, Charles Tan, yeah. Tan. Ha, Asia Tan. There we go. And God remembers that. Isn't that wonderful? Yes or no? Well, that is a great, great work of God. You think that's wonderful or not? I think that's a wonderful, wonderful God we have. Yes? And all God's people say what? Amen. Ayo. Right, one more time. And all God's people say?
Amen.
Yeah, that's right. And we all agree we have a wonderful, wonderful God. Okay. Now, this Chinese New Year, and I was very, very, very touched. And this was something very, very special to me, okay? Okay, this is, he's not here today. And he said, Pastor, I worked recently. And I would love to give this as a little love gift for the church building fund. Wow, I thought that was very, very, very special. And then here is another one that he just wrote a letter to me. And he said, I want to give this love gift to God. It is one, to say that I love God. And two, I love Bethany. I thought, wow, that is so special. And that is really, really, really wonderful. And we're going to do this right now. We're going to give a special offering to God this Chinese New Year Sunday. Here we go. Well, let's ask God to bless us. And remember, God will bless us for 1,000 generations. Isn't it wonderful? That means forever. And now, may this wonderful God we worship, this wonderful God we call our Heavenly Father, remember us always and His word to us and bless us for 1,000 generations. May the Lord Jesus Christ give to us that grace that will enable us to respond to this great love of God. May the Spirit of God help us to find a special sense of bonding, a special sense of love for our great God and for each other in our church, now and forever, to the glory of the Lord Jesus. Amen.